everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically, myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Hey everybody, welcome back. This is part two of our two-part interview with Erica Eller. If you haven't yet listened to part one, make sure you go back and do that before listening to this episode. If you start to really pay attention to the big picture, like this isn't just getting older. Like you can be incredibly vibrant and happy, and looking great and feeling great as you get older. It's not an odd thing. It is something to be pursued. But when I got frustrated this week, I started, which is what I always do because I'm type A perfectionistic mindset, female who expects results overnight. My dietitian and my
doctor. Same.
Yeah. And everything you said at the beginning of the show, I'm like, that's me. But what was funny is I'm feeling frustrated and I'm feeling down and I started to not like, you know, the reflection in the mirror and I'm like, I'm not losing any weight. What's going on? I've cut dairy. I've cut gluten. I've cut this. Like nothing's changing. And I started to, what do? I go into research mode because I'm hoping that something that I'll research online will tell me, Kelly, do 4 hours of cardio a day and you will lose 10 pounds in a week. And I want like a green light to do something really stupid, all to lose weight and bypass getting healthy. And one of the articles when I was doing this Googling about weight loss with adrenal fatigue and hypothyroidism, one of these articles came up and this guy illustrated it so well. And it's kind of what you just said that you hear a lot of your clients going through. He just used an example. He said, you know, Susie goes to the doctor and she complains about weight gain. Doctor gives her Xanax. And then he says, well, here's a diet pill. And my friend, when she was 25, her doctor gave her Xanax and a diet pill, said, start doing more cardio. So she goes home, that works for a while. And then she starts getting headaches, goes back to the doctor. I have a headache. He gives her headache medication, goes away. That's going. So now she's on Xanax and now she's on diet pills. And now she's on migraine medication or some kind of headache medication, all of them with side effects, all of them probably not interacting with each other well. Then she starts having stomach aches. So then she goes into the doctor. The doctor puts her on Prilosec or maybe an even stronger drug. So now she's on 4 medications. Then she comes back and she's like maybe gaining weight again. So then the doctor will come back, tell her to do more exercise, maybe put her on a stronger diet pill. And then she's on 6 medications. And then maybe she's on birth control on top of that. And because traditional medicine is not trained to go, you know what? You've been in our office for the past 6 months. What's going on in your life? Like no one ever asks you that. And a big part, you guys that are listening, you know what I'm going to say. You've got to become your own advocate and start you being the one that's asking the questions like, what's going on with me? Why do I have headaches all the time? Why am I tired all the time? There's something bigger that's wrong with me. And don't go looking for a Band-Aid because trust me, the Band-Aids are some of the things that are making you worse. Now, you can speak better to that, Erica, than I can. But what I've read has said all of these medications, whether it's birth control or antibiotics. For me, I was on spironolactone. Some people are put on steroids for getting rid of whatever. All of those medications can make so many of these things underneath be getting worse, and you might not even know it. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting. You know, like you said, you know, we may have a stress response being initiated in our body, but we don't even know it. And so here's the thing. And like you said, you know, what Western medicine is taught is basically we treat the symptom. We treat the symptom, not the root cause. You know, we don't look for the root cause. And so like you said, you know, like each medication creates, you know, some other side effects, some other symptoms. And so then, you know, you're just basically, you know, one on top of another. Mm-hmm. And so that's the norm. But what people need to consider is that stress is the foundation for approximately 90% of disease. And I mean, we're talking about, you know, cardiac disease. We're talking about, you know, diabetes, cancer. You know, we are talking about hypothyroidism. We're talking about autoimmune disorders. A lot is based on what is the stress in your life like. And a lot of people tend to think of stress as, you know, a situation, and it's usually, you know, like it's relational, it's financial, it's work, you know, like those are kind of, you know, like my kids drive me crazy, you know, like those are your stressors. But stress starts in the brain. And I can't emphasize that enough, because stress is a choice. And a lot of people don't like when I say that, but it's absolutely true, because your brain, your hypothalamus is sending a signal, it's scanning your body with approximately every 8 seconds to look for anything that's taking your body out of homeostasis. And that can be either a car accident. It can be, you know, that you've just touched your hand on the stove. It can be a workout. It can also be you ruminating on a conversation that happened yesterday, or you're thinking about a situation that is potentially stressful next week. Your brain responds exactly the same. Real or imagined, your brain reacts the same, and it flips that switch and says, whoa, like she's in danger. We have to shunt all of our resources over to keeping her alive. Mm-hmm. And so now your body is basically out of that rest and digest function, or your parasympathetic system, that's been switched over to sympathetic, and your fight or flight is on. And, you know, like our bodies are created to do that, right? But for short intervals of time, you know, like you're getting chased by the tiger, you know, like you finally get to safety. Within 45 minutes, your cortisol level should return to normal. But we're not doing that in the society, because we're just always going and we're hustling, and you know, we're wearing busy as a badge of honor. You know, busy's yep. become the new black. You know, we just can't get a break. Our body is not being allowed to regenerate cells and to have hormone synthesis start taking place. You're not converting your vitamins and minerals the way that you should. And the results is burnout. It's adrenal fatigue. And people just don't understand like what's happening. And stress impacts so many different systems of the body. You know, it affects your hormones, your blood sugar, your digestive system, brain cognition, immune system, tissue health. And, you know, it just goes on and on. And people, my mission is to make this mainstream and to help people understand that stress, be it, you know, real or imagined, it has to be dealt with, because if we don't, you know, we've basically just got, you know, this havoc, you know, that's happening in our body, and our body is like, what's going on? You know, oh my gosh. And we're trying to keep her alive. And, that's the biggest piece, you know, especially people that are having a lot of difficulty, losing weight. It's because, you know, and I know this because I've done it, you know, you are trying everything under the sun, except putting in rest, except, you know, having a very balanced diet. You know, we have all these other diets, you know, that are eliminating entire, you know, food groups or macronutrients. And I don't think that that comes, you know, without a consequence.
You know, it, one of the things that you said, and I want to come back because I can't believe we're getting close to having to close soon, but one of the things you said is something that I had to learn, and it took a while. And I'm guessing a lot of ladies that are listening might have this going on. And in that you said something, I'm paraphrasing, something to the effect of, you know, when you're stressed and your body's getting into this mode, this adrenal fatigue, the cortisol issues, mm-hmm. I think you said something to the effect, like you're not going to process the vitamins and supplements that you're consuming as mm-hmm. effectively. And that is one small point, but it really should be taken to heart, because one of the things that I had to learn, when you're interested in fitness results, which obviously a lot of people listening to this show are, you seem to think, based on what you know, that, and I was this way until 2 months ago. I thought, if my body is carrying extra weight, it's my fault. It's something I haven't done. It is, I'm either eating too many carbs, or I'm not doing enough cardio, or maybe, you know, I need to change from working out with my personal trainer 4 times a week to 6 times a week. I'm not doing enough. I'm not working hard enough, because otherwise I would be my optimal weight. And you think that it's just a simple balance. It's not, I think, a natural intuitive path for us to say, okay, look at what I'm eating on a regular basis. It's pretty damn good. Mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, not overeating. I'm not having 5 pizzas a day. I'm doing a reasonable amount of activity. Something else is wrong. There's something wrong under the hood of the car. Mm-hmm. Like, but we don't think that. And what I had to learn with my dietitian and my doctor is, and they had to drive it home many times before I listened, because I'm stubborn. They're like, if you are in adrenal fatigue, your thyroid medication, great, you're on Naturethroid. It's not going to work until mm-hmm. your adrenals are fixed. And that's a hard thing to hear, to go, well, just give me, it's our nature to go, give me more medicine. The medicine is supposed to work. But if your body's not working, something has to be fixed. If a car dies on the side of the road, you can't just go, well, I'll put gas in it and it's going to make it better. There's something that's not working that some specialist is going to have to figure out. We have to do that with ourselves. And I had mm-hmm. to really wrap my head around the fact that I could keep dieting and keep eating and keep getting more organic, but something inside of me, I know my dietitian doesn't like me to say this, was fundamentally broken. And if mm-hmm. it's broken, it requires healing, not beating it up. Do you think that that's very common with a lot of women you help?
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, I get a lot of women that will say, you know, like I'm doing this, you know, like I'm doing Orange Theory, and then I do, you know, CrossFit a couple times, you know, and I'm running 5 miles 3 times a week, you know, and this is what my diet looks like. And, you know, it's like you said, you know, like they're thinking like, maybe, okay, so what can I add to it? And the thing that's funny with me is I tend to not look at what can we add, but what can we take away? What can we lessen? Because doing so much is obviously not working. And I don't believe that, you know, I think the typical answer is, well, like you've just got to do more. But sometimes the answer, you know, for that person that is seemingly doing all things well, is you have to back off and you have to allow your body to just rest. You know, that's a very important piece. And so I think, you know, we just have kind of this, you know, it tends to be, you know, with the women that I am coaching, is that there's two paradigms, you know, two extreme shifts here. One is that they've basically just kind of like, I have no time. I can't do it. I can't fit it in. It's not possible. And I'm so tired anyway. Or it's, I'm doing all the things, you know, but I still feel terrible. Like, what is it? And I would say, like, the answer is always going to be, let's look at what you have going on. Let's look at your stress. And again, it starts in your mind. And so a lot of it, you know, is mindset, mind shift work. You know, because, you know, the circumstance may or may not be able to change, but your perception of what is happening in your life, that is what can change. And so that makes the hugest difference in women's success, you know, as far as, you know, improving their health and revitalizing their health. It starts in the mind. And so, you know, that's typically, you know, where I say we have to start. And rather than, you know, add on more, let's actually look at taking away a bit.
That's so true. And it's you segued back to exactly what I wanted to close the show with, which is, you mentioned earlier that you say stress is the choice, and that a lot of your clients are like, what? And yeah. I know that previously It's very common for people to go, oh my God, I'm so stressed out. My life is so stressful. My work is so stressful. My marriage is so stressful. My life, oh my God, stress. And people just like being busy. We've become, you know, this, I mean, I took my first vacation in 10 years. I founded a company, Fitfluential, in 2011. And in 7 years, guess what? Everyone that worked for me took a vacation on my dime. Did I take a vacation? No. If I said I was going to go on vacation, I would go to see my friend Kelly in Miami and I would work and I would let people that worked for me guilt me into, you know, oh, can you check this email? Oh, can you take this call? Oh, can you fly back early because this client needs to see you about, you know, this water bottle campaign you're doing because it's so urgent. That you talk about a water bottle campaign. And it took me forever to just what you said. And I mean, really, the truth is, if I'm keeping it real, some of these lessons I've just learned, like really assimilated. I conceptually knew of them, but really assimilated changing my perspective and changing my reaction to chaos in my business life and in my personal life, where you do realize. So I agree with you that stress is a choice. The crap is going to happen. But when the crap happens, you going, like, I did get to the point where I said to my assistant, I'm like, when I left, I said, here's the deal. We do, and this is phase, like our old business. I'm launching new businesses now, which I'm super excited about. Yay. But in our old business, you know, when we're doing like marketing campaigns for tennis shoe companies, I said, there isn't any emergency that can't wait until I come back. If somebody doesn't have an Instagram post up about a CrossFit shoe, the world isn't going to stop turning. Like, and if my client gets mad at me, you know what? I'll handle it. I'll make it up to them because I've been doing it my whole career. And yeah. I have learned to chill out. But how do you tell people, because I've learned to be able to say, okay, the stress is going to happen. You can talk yourself down off a ledge, but how do you do the baby steps with clients on getting them to see stress as a choice? And what are some of like the first steps in, because that's what everybody has is massive stress. How do you help them start dealing with that differently?
Yeah. So the very first thing, you know, like I said, you know, and a lot of people, they're like, okay, I feel crappy. Like, help me feel better. And I say, great. You know, we're going to go through this, you know, 12-week process and you're going to be awesome. You know, you're going to feel awesome at the end of it. But first we've got to start on mindset. And they're like, what, you know, like, can you tell me like what I should be eating or, you know, like what supplements to be taking? And the thing is, it's not a race. And I mean, even for me, Kelly, like this is a practice. It's not something that, you know, like, oh, like I am an expert and I'm doing it perfectly. It's not that at all. In fact, you know, yesterday I was talking to my husband on the phone, you know, he's traveling and, it's a really busy week, you know, with the kids and just shuttling everybody. And as I was talking about it more, like I was kind of working myself up. And then I just said, I've got to go. I've got a million things to do. And so, you know, just kind of hung up abruptly. And then I stopped, you know, I hang up and I think, what am I doing? Like I'm sending myself into a frenzy. And it's like you said, you know, if that email doesn't get sent tonight, you know, like, is the world falling apart? No. You know, if I don't have that blog post, you know, live right now, you know, is there somebody like tapping their foot and looking at their watch waiting for me? Like, no, like nobody's doing that. And it's, we completely create this chaos and this sense of urgency within ourselves. And so, you know, I like to say, you know, like this, you know, me starting with mindset and lifestyle, basically like we're reflecting, you know, I have a what I call the trifecta process, you know, that's my proprietary process. We start with reflecting. We have to look at where we are now and what is our mindset? What is our lifestyle? What is our schedule? You know, how are we managing our time? That has to be the very first piece, because if you are just trying to, you know, work your way out of a burnout, or you're trying to, you know, like get the nutrition that you need to work your way out of a burnout, it'll help a little bit. But do you want to be completely well, or do you just want to be good enough? Mm-hmm. You know? So we have to start with the reflect process, and then we reset your systems, and then we revitalize. And that's where, you know, you're implementing the new changes to, you know, that are sustainable, you know, not something that, you know, is only able to be done, you know, in very short time. So, you know, I have a three-step approach to it, but I definitely start with, you know, lifestyle assessment and checking on that mindset.
You know, this is such a good, I'm going to give my Kelly O stress is a choice tip that I've had to learn, because I remember, and I know a lot of women that are listening will have this practice or habit in their business lives and in their home lives and their relation lives, whatever, relational lives. Several years ago when I, well, gosh, this was probably back in 2009 at the last job I had before I founded a company, and the boss I was working for, I've always been in corporate sales, and I've always had this extremely dedicated customer service focus. And if I knew that there was a problem, I was the first one to go, know what? I'll call the client. I'll handle it. And I'm really good at it. I'm really good at listening, not denying if the company I work for, if we did something wrong, you know, or if I was waiting tables back in the day, I'd say, you know what? I didn't ring this up. This is my fault. I will get you some free appetizers. What else can I do for you? You know, you acknowledge the problems, you have humility, blah, blah, blah. I was really good at it. But I also had a massive sense of urgency. If I got an email on Friday night from a client at, you know, 4 o'clock, right? 4:30, I'd respond right away. And I remember several of my bosses, my last one in particular was like, you need to chill. You can get back to them on Tuesday. And I'm like, well, that's not customer service. You have to get back to them right away. He's like, you are setting expectations for people that you are on call 24/7. He said, when I go home to my wife and kids on the weekend, I don't do work, and I'm not going to let people think that they can dial me up. And the truth is, I didn't listen to him, and I created that environment. So when you said we create the chaos and sense of urgency within ourselves, when you react that way, like everybody that comes to you with a problem, you will rush to solve it. You will rush to deal with it. You'll drop everything. You'll put yourself last. You also create an environment where those people will always expect it from you. Mm-hmm. And the more that you can do what Erica said at the beginning of the show, which is become comfortable with this idea of boundaries, saying no more. I mean, that's a whole other show, Erica. We have to talk about that. But yeah. That's my summary of I have definitely learned to deal with stress differently. And of course, that is a whole other show. So we've already totally hit the wall, as usual, like I do with everyone I interview on the show, because everyone's been so amazing. And Erica, this is really, really good stuff. And I'm so glad that people like you have chosen this as your business, because I know I am seeing more and more women exhibit these symptoms and have these issues, and some of them don't even know it. But it's not just happening to women that are 40 plus or that are in perimenopause or menopause. This is happening to women in their 20s, in their 30s. I know a good friend of mine, Alex, and she's just been through a year of healing. She's 27, and same thing. Wow. Type A, figure competitor, massive stress, working 80 hours a week, dieting, overtraining, and she had to do all the things you said, but you know what? It worked, and after, just about a year, her body is basically going, okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, I interviewed her for the show, and we're going to see more and more stories of getting better, and I'm so glad that your business exists. And on that note, as we close, if you could tell people where they can find you online and how they could potentially look at working with you. And I know you also have a special offer for our listeners, which is awesome, if they wanted to work with you directly for help in this area.
Yeah, thanks. So you can find me ericaeller.com, and it's Erica with a C-K, E-R-I-C-K-A. My name was bedazzled, which makes it impossible for anybody to find me. But yeah, so ericaeller.com. And on Instagram, that's probably my favorite place to hang out. I am the Erica Eller. But what I have for your listeners, for anybody that's interested in maybe having a one-on-one intensive 6-month coaching program, I am opening up 2 spaces for your listeners at 50% off. So if you want to go to ericaeller.com/revitalize, you can schedule your free 20-minute stress assessment, and then we can see, you know, like if this is a good fit.
Awesome. And then when they fill that form out, do they need to, just when they talk to you, say, I heard about you on the Fitfluential Radio podcast, and then you can coordinate that with them?
Yes. Perfect. Yeah. Just mention Fitfluential and you're in.
All right. Awesome. That's very generous. And hopefully a couple of you will hop all over that, because clearly, Erica, you know what you're doing. I had just so many truth bomb light bulb moments. And I really would love to talk with you offline about having you back on the show. So thank you for being here, Erica. Everybody, thank you so much for listening. If you have questions about this podcast, of course, we encourage you to connect directly with Erica, start following her and stalking her online and connecting with her as your coach. She's outstanding, obviously. But if you have questions on these topics in general, you know we're going to be talking about them a lot coming up on Fitfluential Radio the rest of this year and in 2019. Please email us, podcast@fitfluential.com. You can let us know what questions you have that you'd like to see us answer. And further, you can use that same email address if you would like to inquire about sponsoring future shows, or if you'd like to recommend somebody be interviewed on our show. We are accepting applications for 2019 at present. So everybody have a great rest of the week. Thank you so much for tuning into Fitfluential Radio. We'll see you next time.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in. This marks the end of this interview with Erica Eller. I hope you enjoyed it. We will link up to everything referenced in this show in the show notes, of course, at thekellyoshow.com. If you have any questions for Erica, of course, we encourage you to connect with her directly on her channels. If you have questions for us that you would like to see us cover on the show in future episodes, when we have Erica back on the show, hopefully, or when we're covering similar topics, hormonal imbalance, cortisol issues, adrenal fatigue, hypothyroidism, anything that you really, really feel we've maybe started to cover on the show that you would like to see us cover more of, please don't hesitate to reach out. We will not reveal your name ever unless you give us explicit permission. So just know that your name and your contact information are always confidential. You can use the contact me form on my website at kellyolexa.com, or you can also email my assistant, Angie@kellyolexa.com. You can use those same contact reach out methods if you would like to inquire about advertising rates for 2020 and beyond, or if you would like to recommend somebody that we interview on the show as a guest, you can use that same method as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you are enjoying the show. If you are, would you please do me a favor, leave us a review on iTunes. Every 5-star review that we get for the show helps the show get seen and heard by more people as they're perusing around for health, wellness, and fitness information. And if you haven't taken a moment to do so, share this with a friend that you know could benefit from hearing more about adrenal fatigue, or just share the show in general. I would so appreciate it. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next time on The Kelly O Show.